is a major hashlama to yesterday's Tiferet in Rashi, which is the Shita of the Ramban, the Raz for the Ran. Yeah, I used to go in the Ramban today inside. The Ramban is an entire the Shitasa in the Pashim Shat in Sugya. Where are we holding? As I said, we're juggling two things over here. The first thing that we're juggling is why would I think that by Adal Seidim, in the case of Chia Kamaisa, you don't swear? That's the first thing we're juggling. The second thing we're juggling is, and how does the Kal v'Chomer fix that? That's become now the central issue. We're juggling two things. Why would I think that by Adal Seidim of Chia Kamaisa, you don't swear? What's that, please? And Bez, if there is a problem, how's the Kal v'Chomer going to fix it? So Rashi said yesterday, we saw about Hafav v'Kedela, that the problem is, because Chasher HaMoyna, Chasher HaShvuzah. How can I let the guy swear? Is it Chasher HaMoyna? Shvuzah's not going to do anything. We spoke yesterday about Chavul, what if the Kal v'Chomer help? We'll talk again soon in a few minutes. But that's the truth. We finally got yesterday to the first clock guide in the Sugya. Why would I say that the Pir Kamaisi don't swear? And what the Kal v'Chomer teaches me. That's a whole unit. With all the surrounding Tiferet that we said yesterday about the different levels of drawers and different Shvuzah. Let's start the Ramban inside. You'll have the Ramban. I want to learn the Ramban inside. There's a triple the Shitasli in the Ramban, how he argues on Rashi. Zokhi Ramban, let's learn it inside, Pasha, word by word, and we'll see how we build it. Trakasanti Shirashi's al Mufarish, the Lekul of Ema Hachi. The reason why I would say, Rav Chia Kamaisa, you don't swear, Shere Kofa Bakol. The name of Migu the Chashir Avamayin, the Chashir Ashwasa. The Tomani. I have a kasha. My kamash will on Kal v'Chomer. What's a Kal v'Chomer going to help? Im at chayshdei al shvua. If you're chayshdei on the shvua, it means you have a problem. Chayshdei al amoina. Hey, you have a Kal v'Chomer. Shalei lo chayshdei al shvua. This Rabban looks like nachas on the kasha, right? The Rabban has the kasha with the full power. What's your problem? Why don't you want to swear? Because you're chayshdei al amoina. So a Kal v'Chomer is going to teach you not to be chashed al shvua. Kal v'Chomer is going to fix that problem. Watch how I want to teach you how to learn the Ramban. So if you learn the Ramban, what he's saying is, you have a problem called chashed al moyna chashed al shvua. So the Kal v'Chomer deals with that. The Kal v'Chomer addresses that. By the way, what is the Kal v'Chomer, which we're going to start tomorrow? The Kal v'Chomer says that madoch yechayev by the mikzvah, you for sure chayev adas eidim, because adas eidim is stronger. Which we'll see tomorrow what the Kal v'Chomer is. Okay, we'll see. But what he's saying is that, look, if you have a problem called Migu de Chashid, no, if you have a problem called Migu de Chashid, what the Kal v'Chomer is going to fix that problem? That's what it is. So I have a cynical kasha. The Rekat can come in. It's here. This is where she is. Yeah? You got the right place. So I have a cynical kasha. You hear? What's he asking if you take the words literally? I want to tell you how to learn Rabban. He's asking, you have a problem called Chashid Ramayna. The Kal v'Chomer says something about Chashid Ramayna. So have a kasha. And how does the Ramban learn? I'm skipping 2 seconds. How did the Ramban learn why I would say you don't swear about Chia Kamaisa? So what do you say in the end of the paragraph? A different problem, not because Migu d'Chashid. Because I would say that the guy is believed, because why? Because when a guy is careful about Kobe, we have a chazaka, ain't on the maid, we have a chayber. So that's how he learns. I made the mix, I don't have eight on the maid. When a guy is careful about Kobe, the case with Chia Kamaisa, I have eight on the maid. So I'll ask the same cynical question, and a Kal v'Chomer is going to tell you that the guy is not Meis. The Kal v'Chomer fixes that problem. In other words, what if you read the Ramban literally? If Ramban saying you have an outside problem called Migu d'Chashid, the Kal v'Chomer addressed that issue. And I'll ask the kasha. And like his chat, how does he learn why I would think you don't swear about Chia Kamaisa? He says I would think you don't swear about Chia Kamaisa because eight other Meis v'Chomer guys covered by kol has an amonis. And the Kal v'Chomer says not like that. Kal v'Chomer addresses that issue. Kal v'Chomer says that Eidim is stronger than what he calls. You have a problem with eight other maids. Where does the Kal v'Chomer address that? It's Gemoyt to Kashaylo. Halei, what's his kasha l'choyro? His kasha l'choyro is that the Kal v'Chomer says one thing. The Kal v'Chomer says one thing and one thing only. That Eidim is stronger than what he makes us. You see, he asks on Rashi, if you have a problem called Choshed Avamayin or Choshed Ashur, so the Kal v'Chomer is not going to address that. Fregichen, but your pshat is better. How does he learn? At the half a minute, why you don't swear by Rukir Kamaisa, because ain't on the maids. Fregich, the Kabbal Chomer addressed that. The Kabbal Chomer spoke about that. The Kabbal Chomer addressed the issue whether ain't on the maids works, it doesn't work, or he is a maid, he's not a maid. So he's asking on Rashi more than he's asking on himself. That's my first kash on the Rabban. By the way, the Rabban's lashon is very powerful. The Rabban says, a Kabbal Chomer is going to teach you chashin amamayin aloy chashin ashuasa. I'm going to take that word. And the Kabbal Chomer is going to teach you that other mayas or eight other mayas doesn't work. Where did the Kabbal Chomer discuss? That's what he means to ask the prayer, right? It means the Kabbal Chomer doesn't discuss chashin amamayinah. The Kabbal Chomer doesn't address chashin amamayinah. The Kabbal Chomer just says that eight of them are better than mayinah makes us. So, and it addresses the issue of eight other mayas. Why is it better? I'm going to tell you, azach la'amitoy shol Torah. Listen carefully. The answer to this question is the next question of the Ramban. What's question number two the Ramban asks? Void. The chumra he lit the day. Kishu chashid sekenegda in nishba v'neita v'kol zman shatamaitza l'kula gabi adas pir v'chumra gabi adas eidim atamaitzif. Ava gabi eidim. What does he ask? What's his next question? What's his kasha? I have to tell you what this kasha is. You all know that a kal b'chomer always comes to be machmer. It's a kal b'chomer, right? So a kal b'chomer always uses madach by the kal, kofi by the chomer comes to be machmer. In fact, the Ramban, this kal b'chomer is coming to be mekel. Why? Bom kasha. Haloi, if I would say chashir amoyin chashir ashvuso, what would be the din? Well, let's see. Chashir amoyin chashir ashvuso means you can't swear. If you can't swear, what's the din? Mitachshin yachol ishava mishalim. What do you do when you have a din? Mitachshin yachol ishava mishalim. Your opponent made a takana shekenegde. The other guy swears and gets it. That's an additional takana. Factor Ramban, how can you use the kal b'chaimah over here to mechayev shvua? A kal b'chaimah always comes to be machmir. Madach by the kal, closing it by the chaimah, correct? Over here you're coming to be mekel. Because if I would not say the kal b'chaimah, what would I say? Chashid amamayin, chashid ashvusa. What would be the din chashid amamayin, chashid ashvusa? You won't be able to swear. What would you have to do? You would pay. The other guy would swear, I get it. And now that I'm making the kal b'chaimah, what am I going to do? I'm going to say you swear. And if you swear, you'll get off the hook. So the kal b'chaimah is coming to be mekel. It's not coming to be machmir. In fact, Rabban, according to you, Rashi, that the reason is, I would say, is because you're chashid amamayin, chashid ashvusa. So it comes out that the Kabbal Chomer is not coming to be Machmir, the Kabbal Chomer is coming to be Mekel. Because if I wouldn't say the Kabbal Chomer, I would say Migud HaChashin. If I would say Migud HaChashin, what would that mean? That would mean that you can't swear. If you can't swear, you have to pay. The other guy swears, connect, he swears, and he gets it. And now they're making the Kabbal Chomer. What does the Kabbal Chomer say? You do swear. And now that you do swear, you're off the hook. So the Kabbal Chomer is coming to be Mekel. It's not coming to be Machmir. There's also such a Kabbal Chomer in the Holotei Rekulu. It's coming to be Mekel. Kabbal Chomer has to be Machmir. Kabbal Chomer. A bomb kasha that the Ramban asks on the Mahalach of Rashi. How can you Rashi? One second. What?
Shvua is more common.
No, it's not. You had a din Shvua also, but those are din in Migud HaChashin. No. It was Shvua D'Raisa. Migud HaChashin means you're going to end up paying, and the Kabbal Chomer saves your neck and lets you swear and get out of it. So the Kabbal Chomer is coming to be Mekel on you. Azai Frekter Ramban, Kasha number two on Rashi, how can you make a Kabbal Chomer Lefi Rashi? I'm going to answer question number two, and after I answer question number two, we'll understand that question number one is not sure it's only what she does. This is a bit of beauty. I said yesterday, Hakira, what does Chashir Amayin and Chashir Ashvosa mean? The Rabban over here in this piece says a Loshin, Shalei Nimso Lei Shvua. We're not going to let him swear. Shalei Nimso Lei Shvua. The Rabban says earlier, Ein Moisvin Lei Shvua. One way of learning Chashir Amayin and Chashir Ashvosa is, I want to learn Techav Nalatif Alamdis. One way of learning Chashir Amayin is that you're Chayav Ashvua. Chashir Amayin doesn't mean you're not Chayav Ashvua. You're Chayav Ashvua. Because I can't let you swear. Because you're a chashid. We don't let chashidim swear. Ain't my swear. Like nimsalim. We don't give shuls open to chashidim. We have a shul. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning, we get a chashid and mine a chashid. Shul also says that we bow to siva for the shul because you're a chashid. There's no purpose to the shul. So there's no chiv shul to begin with. I repeat. There are two ways to learn, we get a chashid and mine a chashid and shul. One way of learning being the chashid, mine a chashid and shul is that you're chayiv of the shul. I didn't stress this enough yesterday. You're chayiv shul. Maybe the chashid doesn't take off the chiyuv. You're chayiv b'shvuah. No, boss. I can't let you swear. Dimsul l'shvuah. I can't let a chashid swear. For zay vayt that I have a chash, memanashach. You're making me swear because I'm a chashid. We don't give chashidim to swear. But a shvuah, you're chayiv. The other chat is that we've all been the chashid, my chashid, so you're making me swear at what he calls. So the shvuah is not going to have a toelas. It's only a far shot. It's the mutia referring back to yesterday's raid. There's no shvuah. There's no purpose for shvuah. So the type was behind the shvuah. I'll say tifer. This type of drawer, this type of chash, doesn't create a chi yeshua, because the chi yeshua has no purpose to it. Man, let's push it. Watch. Rashi learned that maybe the chashin amayin and chashin ashvosa means, watch the huge lashitas over here. Rashi learned that maybe the chashin amayin and chashin ashvosa means, there's no chi yeshua here, b'chal. It's a sniffle boy. If I would say maybe the chashin amayin and chashin ashvosa, what would be the din? No sure. Guys, there's no purpose in the shua. The Torah didn't give a shua. I said, I'm already taking a dick yesterday. Did you have a dick? Like, near me, Alei Shua. We don't give you a shua. There's no chiv. We don't place on you a shua. We don't put on you a shua on top of you. So Rashi, you know, there's no shua. So the Kavachim is niflamoid. Without the Kavachim, if I would only have me the Chashid Amayin Chashid HaShvuasa, then what? If I would only have me the Chashid Amayin Chashid HaShvuasa, then what? If I would only have been the Chashid Amayin, there would be no shvuah. Comes the Kal V'chaymer and says, no, ain't davar. You have to swear. Kal V'chaymer. Madach, one second. Madach, you swear here, you swear there. So it's being machmer. It's putting on a shvuah in you where there wouldn't have been a shvuah. That's a Kal V'chaymer. So Rashi the Shitasa, he learns that being the Chashid Amayin, Chashid HaShvuasa means you don't swear. The Kal V'chaymer is a beautiful Kal V'chaymer. If not for the Kal V'chaymer, I would say you swear. I would say you punt it from swearing. There's no shvuah. Comes on the Kal V'chaymer and says, Kal V'chaymer is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes men. The Kal V'chaymer says you have to swear. How can you do that? I have to swear. I asked yesterday. My faith, the 10% Ishtabut is enough to go make a Chiyah Shvuah, like I said yesterday. But then the Kal V'chaymer is coming to be Machmir. The Kal V'chaymer is placing a new Chiyah Shvuah where there was no Chiyah Shvuah. Now the Ramban learned the Shitasai, that maybe the Chashem Masuk is like Nimsar Le Shvuah, which means there is a Chiyah Shvuah here. There's a Chiyah Shvuah here. It's like, I can't let you swear. Says the Ramban, I can't let you swear. That's Mitach Sheni Yachal Yishav HaMishalim, so you pay. So there's no Kal V'chaymer here. Because without the Kal V'chaymer, what would be, you would pay. And the Kal V'chaymer is coming to get you off the hook and say that you have a shvuah. You can get off the hook with a shvuah. That's not a Kal V'chaymer, okay? So you can make money, not to be machmir on you. So my Rabbi Sai, the second question of the Rabban Rashi is geboit on the tifu l'shitase, what does Migu d'chashin? Is the Kal V'chaymer coming to you? Make it coming to be machmir. Rashi learned that Migu d'chashin means like near me aleishu. You don't have a shvuah. So the Kal V'chaymer is coming to be machmir. You have a shvuah. With everything I explained yesterday. Vashayke, the Rabban learned that Migu d'chashin means you have a chiyah shvuah, just I can't let you swear. And therefore the Rabban says beforish. The Rabban says explicitly, I would make you pay. I can be, by the way, it can't be clearer than that. Why are you paying? Because you talk to Yachal Shav Mishal, you don't have to swear. By the way, you can't get clearer than that. The Ramban says that when you say Migu d'chashin, you have to pay. Why? You talk to Yachal Shav Mishal, what do you mean? You talk to Yachal, I have a shvuah. There's a Yachal Shvuah, just you can't swear. So you have to pay. So for the Ramban. If the Ramban says that there's a din of mitoich by Migu d'chashin, that means he learns that Migu d'chashin doesn't mean that there's no shvuah. Just you can't swear, and therefore you have to pay. That's the heart of the Rabban. If the Rabban, before the Kal V'chaymer, before the Kash on Rashi, if the Rabban says that the din of Migu d'chashin of Amayin d'chashin HaShvuasa means that you pay, because you can't swear, so it means you have a Chiyah Shvuah, but you can't swear, you have to pay. So then he's right. The Kal V'chaymer is coming to be Makel, not coming to be Machmer. Without the Kal V'chaymer, you would pay. And the Kal V'chaymer is getting you off the hook and saying, you swear. One second. What'd you say? What do you mean it's a kishur by that? Because of by the mikvah, why not? The same as by the mikvah. It's the same as by the mikvah. I don't know. like everybody that makes us. I know 500 out of 1,000. I'm on the Kabbalah family. Without the Kabbalah, Kabbalah family is a Midrash HaTorah Nidrash, and Torah says that you have to swim. Again, Torah says you have to swim, finished. I know what you're saying. What I said yesterday in Rashi. In Rashi, the Ramban. The Ramban says that if without the Kabbalah family you would have to pay, then the Kabbalah family is coming to be Mekel. The Kabbalah family doesn't make sense. That's MS Lamitas. I just explained two things. One is, why did the Ramban say that without the Kabbalah family you would pay? Why would you pay? Because Mikvah Nechoshet doesn't mean you don't swear. Mikvah Nechoshet means you have to swear, because you can't swear. The male effect of Ramban, the Kabbalah family is coming to be Mekel, not coming to be Machmer. Learn Rashi Lashitasai. It's Pumfakert. Mikvah Nechoshet means you don't swear. So the Kabbalah family is coming to be Machmer, not coming to be Mekel. Hamei Binyavin, listen to the Stifa right now. Hamei Binyavin, watch what I'm going to say now. That's the Machlekes in the first Kasha also. Ah, what I'm going to say is Machmer. What did the Ramban ask? The Ramban asked, you worried about me with the Chashid? So what's the Kabbalah going to help? The Kabbalah Chaim, the Ramban asks a cynical kasha. The Kabbalah Chaim is going to teach you not me with the Chashid. Where does the Kabbalah Chaim discuss me with the Chashid? The Kabbalah Chaim is a very general Kabbalah Chaim from Lady the Mikdash, Aiden. What's the beauty now? It's into the chief cut. According to the Ramban, what does me with the Chashid mean? Yochai Veshuah. Yochai Veshuah. You can't swear. We don't let you swear. This is the Tif Kai. According to Ramban, what does Mikvah Nechoshet mean? Yochai Veshuah, because we don't let you swear. It means I have a problem. I can't let you swear. And that the Ramban has a marvel de kakasha. The Kabbalah family is going to fix that problem. What does the Kabbalah family teach me? The Kabbalah family teaches me that there has to be a Chiyah Shvuah by Abchiyah. I agree. I know there's a Chiyah Shvuah, but I can't let him swear. The Kabbalah family is going to help. Migu dechashin, a svara, ain't maestro in lechashin shvuah. Did Kabbalah Chaimer address that effect of Ramban? It's a new problem, it's nothing to do with Kabbalah Chaimer. We have a problem called that when a guy is a chashud, we can't let him swear. So the Kabbalah Chaimer is emes lamita shal taira. You have a beautiful Kabbalah Chaimer. The Kabbalah Chaimer says that if you chayim a shvuah by way, the mitzvah you chayim a shvuah by aid, right? Very good, I know that. So you chayim a shvuah, but he can't swear. The Kabbalah Chaimer can help with that. All the Kabbalah Chaimer could do, Moira Rabbeisai, is to tell me that there is a Chiyah Shvuah. What can the Kabbalah Chaimer teach me? You got it? What can the Kabbalah Chaimer teach me? The Kabbalah Chaimer, by the way, the Kabbalah Chaimer doesn't address anything. The Kabbalah Chaimer is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr in the Dreshes that says that if you swear by Moira Rabbeisai, you have to swear by Edom. True! You have to swear, by the way. It's Pasha like that. Why should Edom be less than Moira Rabbeisai? But that was a new problem. The guy's a Chosha, I can't let him swear. I'm not letting a guy swear who's chay of a shvua. You have a Kabbalah Chaimer that addressed that? The Kabbalah Chaimer addressed that issue? The Kabbalah Chaimer can only address one issue. The Kabbalah Chaimer can address an issue. Are you chay of a shvua or not? So we see that the mechayev of shvua of Eidim is more than mechayev of Mikdash. But the issue is not whether you're chayev or not. The issue is the guy letting you swear. The Kabbalah Chaimer doesn't say a word about that. What does the Kabbalah Chaimer say? It has to be a chay of a shvua? Zicher! You're chay of a shvua. But you can't swear, so pay. But according to Rashi, what does Migud Chashid mean? According to Rashi, what does Migud Chashid mean? Not that you can't swear. According to Rashi, what does Migud Chashid mean? According to Rashi, Migud Chashid means that there is no Shvua. The Kabbalah Chaimer says there has to be a Shvua. Period. That's the Flamoy Damita Shoteru. So the Ramban's two kashas on the Shitasoi. He thought the Ramban going to Migud Chashid means that you're chayav shvuah, just I can't let you swear. So question number one that he asks is, so what's the Kabbalah Chaimer going to help me? The Kabbalah Chaimer can tell me you swear. I know you swear. The Migud Chashid, I can't let you swear. The Kabbalah Chaimer doesn't address that. The Kabbalah Chaimer doesn't address whether that guy swear or not. Kasha one. Kasha two. If Migud Chashid means I can't let you swear, so you have to pay. So the Kabbalah Chaimer is not coming to be machmer, it's coming to be mekel. According to Rashi, both kashas don't start. According to Rashi, both kashas don't start. According to Rashi, you don't swear. Like the Mirmi al Eishvor. So kasha number one is, what's the Kabbalah Chaimer going to teach me? Kabbalah Chaimer says you have to swear. I'll ask me, what's going to be the tachlis of the shvuah? We answered yesterday. There's a far shot of Ishtamute. There's a Xeris HaKosov. The Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash says there has to be a shvuah. How could there be a shvuah? It's Ishtamute. 10% is enough. But according to Rashi, that the agenda is, do you swear or not? The Kabbalah Chaimer says you have to have a Chiyah Shvuah. You have to have a Chiyah Shvuah? I'll work it out. Kasha number two, it's a Kal Vachomer. Because without the Kal Vachomer, I would say you potter for swearing. The Kal Vachomer says you have to swear. That's Nifl Amori, Lamita Shal Torah. No, there's no Bitochi, there's no Yeshua. That's the beauty, there's no Yeshua here. You potter. Loi near me on Yeshua, there's no purpose to the Shua, so the Torah didn't put a Shua that has no purpose, but for a far time. Reskin didn't get breakfast. He doesn't understand the war. Listen carefully. He's got it. It's more reading, no? It's more reading. If he's there, now we get to the Shitosei 3. Not finished yet. How does he learn the Gemara? He can't learn that the Gemara is revolving around him with the Russian. How does he learn the Gemara, Rabbi? He learned that the Gemara's Havmina was a different thing. Gemara's Havmina was because they ain't on the maze. Let's speak this out now. What would I say? By the mikvah, if you swear, why? Chayav Ashur. Why not by the Kriya Kamaisa? The Kriya Kamaisa is identical. The answer is, they ain't on the maze. The guy was scared for Bakol. He's ain't on the maze. In fact, Ramban, this guy's a mechutzif. He already caught him lying on 50. He says, Ramban, no, maybe he's still not a mechutzif because of 50, bashbah, whatever the Ramban says over there, okay? Fine. So, according to Ramban, what does the Gemara revolve around? I'm going to say Tiferet now. That maybe by Kriya Kamaisa, you don't swear, even though it's exactly like Moed Mikzas, I know 50% of the guy's taina. Why don't you swear? Because they don't the man's part of their machayot. That's why you don't swear. That was the Havamina. And what fixes that problem? What fixes that problem? Kal Vachomer fixes that problem. So once you went for Rav Asher, he said, Amori Dika Chakira. This Havamina, the Eid on the Maze, captures you from the shore. Let's break the Gemara down to the Malachus here. There was a Havamina that Be'etzem Rav Chia Kamaisi, you should swear. It's classic way to mix us. I know 1,500, I know swear. What's the reason why? Look, the guy's ain't on the maze. This is Mechutzah. Yesh Lachro. The Havamina of the Gemara that you don't swear because of ain't on the maze is because the ain't on the maze is like I swore, it's in place of a shvur, or the ain't on the maze says that there's no Chia shvur over here when a guy's an ain't on the maze. Now I'm Luchakir. What does the ain't on the maze do? Ain't on the maze is in place of a shvur. It means like this. Really, you should be chayiv. Just ain't on the maze. You put an ain't on the maze on the table, a mechutzah tikazach on the table. That's like swearing. That's at the same level hechocha as swearing. Could that be the pshat? Yesh lachkor. Now that I'm moving over now to the pshat of the Ramban. The Ramban who says that the Havmin of the Gemara, why you don't swear, is not because of Migud HaChashi, but the big Lashitosa that I just said, the double Kasha. That's beautiful. What does he learn? The Havmin was, because maybe you don't swear, because ain't on the maze. Why would you not swear? Haloi Be'etzem, Rav Chia Kamaisa is identical to Moed HaMikdash. I said 1,500, I know. Because no, the guy's a Mechutzel. So why would you swear? Because it's like you put a Shvur down on the table. Ain't on the maze is enough of a Hechacha equal to a Shvur. Could that be the Pshat? Why can't that be the Pshat? No. No, we're not holding my hand to Eker Yisrael. We're not holding my hand to Eker Yisrael. I'm holding a case where I know 500 out of 1,000. Bring me a raya. One second, somebody said it, yelled it out. Oh, very good. Moira Avroisai, if Eino de Mei is equal to a shvur, so what does that mean? You are chayav a shvur, and Eino de Mei is part of you. So what's the Kal Vachomer going to help me? But the Kamachami told me, you're Chayav Ashur, I knew that. But I have Eid on the Maze. The Kamachami tells me Eid on the Maze is the bottom. We have a Kamachami on that. Saying I'm worried because that, what? Is this over your business? What? So we stopped there when you got back. Yeah? Say it over again. He said, I'm worried because that. The Ramban learns that the Havamina of the Gemara, why you don't swear by Rabbi Kamaisa, is because the guy has an Eid on the Maze, which says, I'm saying the truth. So even though everybody that makes us we swear, because it's Tamutim. But over here, it's Eid on the Maze. How about Chakira? What does the Eid on the Maze do with the Havamina? So why wouldn't you swear? Rabbi Kamaisa is classic way to mix us, right? Why wouldn't you swear? Because I brought a riot to the table. Eid on the Maze. It's like I swore. Instead of swearing, I put it on the table, Eid on the Maze. I brought that level of Echacha. That can't be. Because if that would be the pshat, so won't be the pshat. Your chayav shvua, just I swore. Instead of swearing, I brought to the table what? Ein on the maze. If the pshat is that bringing to the table ein on the maze is as if I swore, the Kavach HaMe can't help me. What's the Kavach HaMe tell me? Kavach HaMe tells me your chayav shvua. I know that your chayav shvua. But I brought to the table something which is equal to a shvua. Called what? Ein on the maze. Ein on the maze potters me. It's a replacing the shvua. The Kavach HaMer tells me Ein on the Maze doesn't work. The Kavach HaMer doesn't address that. All the Kavach HaMer could say is one thing. If you're chayiv here, you're chayiv there. So for the same reason that he argued on Rashi and said that the Kavach HaMer can't take off the problem of Chashid HaMamayna, how to take care of the problem of Ein on the Maze? The answer is, said Rav Asher, Ein on the Maze is not in place of a shvuah. By the way, it's not in place of a shvuah. Ein on the Maze says that when a guy is kofer bakol, we don't have a drug, we don't have a chiyah shvuah to begin with. It's not the pshat that we have a chiyah shvuah, and Ein on the Maze is a level of chacha enough to go ahead and take care of it. That's not the pshat. The pshat of Ein on the Maze is that the makom where, I've been saying this the whole week, where there's a taina of ha'alza, as that taina we don't pay to shashu. It's a pshtaka taina. So to begin with, there's no chiyah shvuah. That's what Ein on the Maze means. Ein on the Maze to zayf that on a taina of chutzpah, we don't have shashus. The Haidah doesn't create chashas. The Edom don't create chashas. So now you'll ask me, so what does the Kavach HaMer help? The answer is the Kavach HaMer says one thing. There has to be a shvua. So, you're going to be the drash is bad. There has to be a shvua. Right, what about Ein on the Maze? Go break your head. Vice versa, we don't say Ein on the Maze over here. And that depends on what Ein on the Maze is. And then, the Rabban is equal to Rashi. So by Chashid HaMamayna, the Rabban said the Kavach HaMer can't help me. Why? Because Chashid HaMamayna, is a chiyah shvuah because there's an outside problem. Kavach HaMer can't fix outside problems. Kavach HaMer doesn't address outside problems. Kavach HaMer doesn't address being moisrin. All the Kavach HaMer can say is, you think you're not chayev, you are chayev. Rashi learns chashid means I'm not chayev. Kavach HaMer helps. Rabban learns chashid means you are chayev. Kavach HaMer can't help you. Kavach HaMer can't tell me, oh, there's no problem of being moisrin. Kavach HaMer doesn't address that issue. Fergich, and why is it better like his pshat? I'll ask the same cynical question. You have a problem with Ein on the Maze, so what's the Kavach HaMer help? The Kavach HaMer addresses that issue. The Kavach HaMer says people are mechutzafim, they're not mechutzafim. I'll ask a very cynical question. The Kavach HaMer tells you that when a guy is kofer bakol and Edom say 500, you're not Maze. The Kavach HaMer says anything about that. The Kavach HaMer is a generic Kavach HaMer that says, Madach, you're chayiv by this, you're chayiv by that. But it doesn't go into the kishkas and deal with the issue. What happens when a guy said, I was mighty to 500, is he a Maze or not? The answer depends on Ein on the Maze. If Ein on the Maze is a b'makom shvua, that means you are chayiv the shvua in Ein on the Maze because I supplied the goods. In a million years, the Kavach HaMer won't help you. The same kashi he asked on Rashi will be shvur on himself. But if Ein on the Maze means that b'makom where I have an Ein on the Maze dika taina, the haidah doesn't create a drawer because the taina is a shtar taina, so there's no chiyah shvua. So this goes, the Kavach HaMer help. Kavach HaMer just says one thing, there has to be a shvua. Let's keep on this. You're giving me this other address. It has to be a shul. It has to be a shul. His wife says, we don't say it on the maze. 1 second. We're not on topic. Get it? One second. Said Rav Asher, what's his name, yelled out? Who yelled out about the Erech? Me? Azi? Oh, you. You're a peaceful guy. In prayers. Yeah. But what he just said now is from here. Yeah, since he came. I once heard for Rav Asher, a Moir de Garaya to this Yisoid, that Ein on the Maze is not a Makom Shvuah, Ein on the Maze says there's no drawer. A Moir de Garaya. Halei, Moir Rabbeisi, on the Ramban, the Ran, the Raj was shot in the Gemara. Why was it happening that you don't swear by Rabbeinu Kamaisa? Because the guy's a kofer bakol, when the guy's a kofer bakol, Ein on the Maze potters you from a shvua. That means really you should be chayav shvua deraisa. It's mamish doim with the way the mixes. You don't swear because Ein on the Maze. In fact, the basha, so why do you swear by Erecha? You're an Ein on the Maze. You're telling me that you hold that Ein on the Maze will potter you from a shvua's moide be mixas? We never had that before, by the way. The Leum Chab, we never had this before. We have Rishonim who held that Ein on the Maze potters from a shvua's moide be mixas. Up till now we had Ein on the Maze only potters from which shvua? Up to now, we had the Ein on the Maze passing only for which shvua? We pray for Bakol and Rashi Baba Kama. We have Rishonim who said the Ein on the Maze is going to pat you from a shvua's way to mix us over here. Like the Bosh, really? So let it pat the shvua's Ein Echa. The guy's a kofi makol. There's eight other mayors. So Rav Asher, it depends. If eight other mayors is in place of the shvua, eight other mayors, the shvua is a level 7, I provided you a level 7 hoichacha. So the same way, when you have eight other mayors, it patters you for a shvua's might even mix us, right? So by the same token, then a patter for shvua's eight other mayors. I have the same exact eight other mayors. It's a kofi makol. And you're telling me the eight other mayors is equal to the level of shvua. It's a 7. So why should a patter here and not there? So how can the Gemara have a havamin over here? And you don't swear by Pia Kamaisa because you have eight other mayors. So then may have made effort. You don't swear. It's a 7. It's like you swore. So no, don't do what I said. No, they said yesterday. I've been waiting to mix us now. That's not going to help. A guy over here is Chayav Shvua Daraisa, correct? And you're telling me the eight other mayors patters him. If it's as if he swore, so it's as if, when a guy's in eight other mayors, as if he provided a thing. No, but I'm talking about the eight other mayors. The chutzpah is the same level of chutzpah in both places. The chutzpah is the same, and we haven't spoken about this yesterday. The chutzpah is the same level of chutzpah. He's a kofi makol, he's in a chutzpah. So if it's b'makom b'shvua, the guy b'shvua's made the mikdash, then it's b'makom b'shvua, the guy b'shvua's made that one. We never spoke about what level is eight other mayors. If an eight other mayors is b'makom b'shvua, so then you should be part of it, maybe b'shvua's made that one. But if I learned that the pshat is, then it's not b'makom b'shvua's made that one. It's not a 7. But the pshat is b'makom where I'm in eight other mayors, then there's no drawer. There's no fear that it's different moy. You can't have a kasha from eid echad. By eid echad, the eid echad is going up against the ein other mayors. What's the eid echad? The eid echad says you owe $1,000. Over here, what's the ein other mayors, by the way? On the $500 that I don't know about. So on the $500 that I don't know about, I have an eid other mayors, which says there's no drawer. You don't create a drawer. I mean, that $500 doesn't create a drawer on this. Because on this, I have eight other mayors. But by eid echad, the eid echad is going across the board and saying you owe the entire $1,000. So the Erech is clashing with the Ein on the Meis directly. Over there, Avada, you have a drawer that you're going to be Chayav Shvua. But here it depends. If Ein on the Meis is a level 7, Hoichacha, it's like I provided a Shvua. There's no way to answer this question. So it's like I put a Shvua on the table. So I'm Chayav Shvua, where the Mikzah, I'm Chayav Shvua, I'm Chayav Shvua, I'm Chayav Shvua, I'm Erech. What's going on over here? Why should it be different? If the Vorda is that it's not the Pshat, it's not a Hoichacha, it's not a 7, by the way. But the Vorda is when you have a Taino of Ein Adam Meis, it doesn't create a Chash. When does it create a Chash? Over here, where the Vorda is on this $500, I don't have any information. So I say, Ein Adam Meis. But if I have an Erech which is going, confronting me directly on what I'm saying, so then it makes a drawer even connected to Ein Adam Meis. Mela, you can't have such a Kasha. Mela, said Rav Asher, you bow together of Ein Adam Meis, doesn't mean it's, I was kind of sure it's as if I swore. Now the Yisrael of Ein Adam Meis means that there's no drawer here to begin with. There's no drawer here to begin with. So then the Kabbal Femur could say, there is a Kabbal Femur. I will tell me again, you ask me again, and how does the Kabbal Femur address that problem? The answer is the Kabbal Femur doesn't address that problem. The Kabbal Femur says there's a Chiyah Shvua. That's all. Now go work it out. That's only true if the topic was, is there a Chiyah Shvua or not? But if the topic was that there is a Chiyah Shvua, no, whether it's called, I swore I did Ein Adam Meis, that the Kabbal Femur doesn't address the problem. Ayetzim Yitvarenu is that we have a massive machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. God that learns like Rashi. We have a massive machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos into what was the Havamina that by Rafia, we finally arrived, by the way, at stage 1 of the Gemara. Why should it be that Rafia Kamaisa you don't swear? It's exactly like what it called. Why shouldn't you swear? Rashi learns because we get the Choshen Mayna Choshen Ashur, so it means there's no Chiyah Shvua. Because there's no purpose to the Shvua. Because Ishtamut is a very far Sh'at. Comes along the Kal B'chaymer and says, no, there is a Chiyah Shvua because it's a Kal B'chaymer. But how could there be a Chiyah Shvua? Migu the Chashid, the answer is because there is a 10% chance of Ishtamut. The answer is because there is a 10% chance of Ishtamut. The Kal B'chaymer is Mechadish of Lom the Shavar, that's enough for a Chiyah Shvua. But the Rabbanu learns that Migu the Chashid can't mean that you're not Chayav. It means that you are Chayav and I don't let you swear. Kal B'chaymer can't help me. Kabbal Chaim doesn't address that when you're on. What the Kabbal Chaim says? There has to be a Chiyah Shvua because it's a Kal and a Chaimer. There has to be. Hey, there's a Chiyah Shvua, but I can't let you swear. That the Kabbal Chaim doesn't address. Therefore, he learns that the agenda was eight other mayors. And what does the eight other mayors do? Vaita, you chayav b'shvua, it's as if you swore. So vaita, the Kabbal Chaim can't help you. Kabbal Chaim can tell you whether it's called you swore, whether it's not called you swore. That's a local event. It's eight other mayors a shvua. But if the sort of Einon Emeis means that there's no drawer because I have a shtar kataina, so then the happening in the world is that there's no chiyuv shvua because there's no drawer. And I'll ask you again, what does the Kavu Chaima help me? Kavu Chaima tells me that there has to be a shvua. There has to be a shvua. You'll have to work it out and say that there is some sort of halza over here. And that's the huge machlekes of Rashi and the Reisus against the Ramban, the Razm, and the Ran. Well, the happening in the world is different. And what does the Kavu Chaima teach me? And it's rooted in Rachlekes of what does Chashid Amamayin and Chashid Ashvuasa mean? Does it mean a Moisrin Loi? Or does it mean Loi near me Ali? Now, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to take one more piece of the Gemara Vayta, which is the beginning of the Kal V'Chomer. What is the Kal V'Chomer over here? What is the Kal V'Chomer over here? We haven't dealt with that yet. And then we'll stop and show to everyone with Shvachas. All right, one second. And tonight, regular Mitzvah Hashem, I was very inspired that last night, I didn't put up a Riviyat speech on Friday night, the Lel Shabbos, seriously. So, Adi Rabba. I have a list of everybody got called except for one guy at the end who I told him enough time.
One.
Is that your joint?